fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the first day of August. Proper tip of the day, I want you to look at field training exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. That's at my website on the right-hand side, field training exercise USS Liberty, December 2018. Look at it and then make your plan. Seriously, you need a plan and you need a backup plan. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who's taken the time, made the effort to begin a lifelong quest to become quite knowledgeable. And he has become quite knowledgeable about all the wonderful things that using and incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life can do for you. Good morning, Leon. Hello, Leon. Hello, Leon.
Perfectly. How you doing, sir?
Good, good. All right. I hear you now. Were you on mute?
Yes, sir. But no, actually, I wasn't on mute. I was just on speakerphone. So I guess with this brand new Apple, when it goes from speakerphone back to regular, I guess there may be a slight delay, so I can see I won't use that.
Right. Yeah, well, speakerphone degrades the audio, so and I deal with this with a lot of my guests. They want to be on speaker, but that does degrade and does also cause sometimes a time delay. Well, yes, Leon. Okay. Well, it's summertime. We got my wife is on a quest to eliminate the brown recluse spiders, and she's like almost like a hunter, you know, except she's hunting with peppermint oil and clearing out little dark spaces that the brown recluse like to get little hidey holes. But peppermint oil going through a diffuser is a great way to make the place inhospitable to brown recluse, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you may also want to do this, especially knowing your humidity in Missouri versus Colorado. You may also want to just add some melaleuca since you're going to be, you know, that pervasive. So by putting the melaleuca in there, you're also mitigating the amount of mold, especially over the summer. So that's just something, you know, it may be just like 90% peppermint, 10% melaleuca. But since you're going to be pursuing that, you might also negate any mold spores at the same time.
Well, I'm making some notes here, and I might mix up some melaleuca as soon as the show's over. And get that in the diffuser with some peppermint. And of course, it does make the whole place smell very nice, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Peppermint is awesome. I think of all of the oils, the one that smells the most medicinal is Melaleuca, or tea tree oil. I mean, I use it only when we're dealing with mold. It is highly antiviral, but what I like best about it is it's very good for mold and fungus. So if somebody has, you know, nasty toenail fungus, and they've been able, once they've gotten rid of it with the candida killer using GX Assist and PB Assist, you know, I use it personally because I had candida for 14 years, and I asked all the doctors, and they just gave me creams. And that was because the military, when they went out and cut out a big planter's wart, you know, they gave me antibiotics, and like any good soldier does, take all the pills, and none of the doctors said, hey, this is going to kill everything in your gut, so therefore you're going to have a candida, you know, reinfestation. And it's naturally in the air, and it's in the water, it's everywhere. And that's right. What just gets rid of all the roadkill. But if you don't have a good symbiotic relationship of 80% good bacteria over the 20% bad bacteria, which is typically candida, what will happen then you start getting these skin issues, thick nails, urinary tract infections, vaginitis when women, and skin issues. And so it becomes really prominent. Something as simple as
Melaleuca
makes a big difference.
It does. And a lot of people don't understand the following. The candida is natural and normal to be there when it's in low levels. When it's in low levels, there's nothing wrong or bad about candida. But when things change, it gets out of control. That's when it becomes an issue, right, Leon?
Absolutely. And so this is where it's crucial. If you or anyone else has had antibiotics in the last 15, 20 years, and you have not gone through a severe and focused probiotic re-inoculation of your stomach, what happens is candida is the first thing that comes back, and it comes back with a vengeance. I call them like squatters or looters. They come in, they don't plan on moving out unless you come in with force. And so Melaleuca or the GX Assist, which stands for gastrointestinal assist, it has oregano, lemongrass, Melaleuca, and several other oils, and it kills the bad gut bacteria. And you take that for 10 days straight. And after you do that, then you take the PB Assist. And what makes doTERRA's PB Assist, which is probiotic assist, unique is that unlike the yogurt, which most people say, well, I'll just use yogurt. It's cheap. It's 35 cents a container. When you put it in your stomach, the hydrochloric acid, the sulfuric acid, and all the other acids dissolve and kill the 98% of all of the probiotics you've had in your yogurt. And so unless you eat hundreds of pounds, you don't get much of that probiotics into your upper and lower gut. You don't need them in your stomach. You just need them in your intestine, where 80% of your immune system is directly attached. So
well,
what makes you care? Yes, sir.
I always wonder, Leon, you know, commercial yogurt at the supermarket has been pasteurized. How much is even left in there that's good for you? How much is even left?
I agree. Yeah. And so, you know, I know many people think they're doing a great thing by eating, you know, acidophilus out of, you know, the store-bought or even the organic. But it's so small because the acids are so effective in your body in killing it. But what happens is when you have the PB Assist, it actually has an enteric-coated capsule. That means it goes through all the acids. It opens up in your upper intestine, and one set of probiotics are opened up, and they disperse throughout your upper intestine. And then there's another batch that opens up in the lower intestine because there are two different environments in your intestines, and different bacteria do better in either one of them. And so they take that into account. There's over six different bacteria in there. And doTERRA takes it one step further. They even have chlorophyll in there that gives them food right the first second they come out of the enteric-coated capsule. So no other company does that, in that they're like, okay, we're going to get past the acid. So they have a guaranteed 5 billion colony-forming units that will be able to open up in your upper and lower intestine. Many other companies will say, you have to take, you know, ours have 20 billion. But if 19 billion of them are killed in the stomach of your acid, stomach acid, Right. You have very little amount to get there. And so that's the difference with doTERRA. And so it's a science company wrapped around essential oils, and it works very, very well. And I know personally, and I've met many people that have used these that protocol and gotten rid of it. And I've had two people call. Remember Dan last week from Hawaii, and then there's another gentleman.
Right.
And they were both asking about it. And if you don't treat candida, it just continues to get worse. And you may have looked this up, leaky gut syndrome. That is when the flagellates, that's the long tails that are attached to these spores. What happens is they get longer and longer, and they actually pierce through the intestinal lining, and you ooze out. So all your nutrients that should be going into your bloodstream are oozing out. So you get jaundice, you get a malaise, nausea, you have a yellow complexion, because these spores are leaking, are piercing through the intestines. And when they do autopsies on people who have cancer, the correlation, the causative agent between extreme candida and cancer is through the roof.
I bet.
And that's one thing I wanted to focus on this week, because I think we dismissed that. 85% of Americans have candida in them. 65% have it chronically. So as in severe skin issues, mood swings. That's one thing that we really don't discuss much. But candida and these spores in your body, just call it what it is. It's a parasite. And matter of fact, there's several doctors, PhD and MD doctors that have done studies and do YouTube videos online that's available, that you can see how he describes, they describe these parasites in your body, and they call it the silent plague. And so vast majority of Americans have it because we eat antibiotics in our food. So unless you have organic meat, you're consuming antibiotics at the fast food places, the fat food places, because 80% of all the antibiotics are produced for the livestock industry here in America. So even though Americans take it in mass, and this is really bad indictment of the medical industry when say a mother goes in because she has to take her child in because they have a cold, so an influenza or a virus. 40% of the doctors, after getting begged or yelled at by the mother, will administer a useless antibacterial agent, amoxicillin, all of them, doxycycline, knowing that it's a virus, and it knows it has no impact on it. And just to appease the mother or father, because they've taken time off work, they've taken the kid out of school, they've stayed up all night because the child is sick. And it just shows the doctors realize it. And the really ethical ones will say, man, this is not going to make a difference. This is a virus. You have to let the body's natural immune system fight it.
Right.
And so what happens is, and so the doctors, 40% of them admit that we just give it out like candy because we don't want to get, we want to get paid, and we don't need to have parents mad at us because we have nothing to get rid of the viruses. So this is where the essential oils have a huge impact. I mean, citrus oils are phenomenal in the antiviral realm. And so when I try to convey that to people about antibiotics, when they tell me they have all these issues, the first question I ask is, when's the last time you've had antibiotics? And I go, I was sick 3 years ago. And these are some of the issues, and we talk about it. And a lot of times I'll talk to people, and they'll say, yeah, and I have these crazy mood swings. Oh, I crave sugar. The symptoms, there's over 200 known symptoms attached to candida. And some of them are, you have rashes, eczema, the whole arm may just look, and people say, well, I put doTERRA's lavender melaleuca on there, and then it flared up. And it's like, because that parasite, you're killing it right there on the skin. And what happens is it is doing its best to fight back, and as it's dying, you'll see inflammation, and you'll see, so they say, I'm going to stop now, I'm scared. And it's like, well, whatever you did antibiotic-wise or eating a meat that has laced with all these antibiotics, and they aren't killed with, putting on a grill at 600 degrees for 20 minutes, it's still, the antibiotics go right through the meat and into your stomach. And so then your body now has it. So what happens is those antibiotics will continue to accumulate in your body. And so even after you negate and you get rid of the candida, I take quarterly or annually or semi-annually, I would take the PB Assist. The PB Assist, because I want to make sure my intestinal flora is strong.
And so that's a doTERRA product. Yes, as Prapa Bravo Assist PB.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a proprietary doTERRA blend that has over six different probiotics, and that's the one that has the chloroform. It's a little green pill. You can see right through it, and you can actually see the.
So Leah, and you take this twice a year, every 6 months. So you, and what's the process of taking it? How is that done?
Oh, it's really simple. You take two of the capsules in the morning, and two at lunch, and you just drink. You just have any kind of light food, because most food or most supplements are more bioavailable when the mechanical action and the food action in your stomach is started. So once you if you have a banana and just drink a water, and you add that, you just swallow it and you're done. It's very simple. It takes 30 seconds.
Okay, that's good to know. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want access to this these kinds of products from doTERRA, and you want access to the knowledge is important. First of all, get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. The latest edition is the 8th edition. I've got that. Another great edition is the 5th edition, where they say things the Food and Drug Administration won't allow them to say anymore. I got to cut them off. Also, send me an email. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. It's real simple. Send me an email. My doTERRA website, my email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. That's thelibertyman@aol.com. Now, if you want to access to Leon's expertise, which some of you might. I understand people don't want to talk their private personal health issues in front of 10,000 people on the radio. Now give Leon a call at his office. And what's that telephone number, Leon?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188.
That's Mountain Time. Call him up, set up that private, no-charge consultation, and Leon will get you going, won't you, Leon?
Absolutely. When I hear... Because I hear people talk about all their issues, and then they start talking about skin issues and moods and things like that. And I say, do you crave sugar? I'm like, yeah, I can never get enough beer. I can never get enough candy. And those same issues applied to me with that. And then once I killed the candida albicans spores in my body, then my desire and my, for those that excessive sugar went down drastically. So do I still like chocolate? Yes. I haven't given up my chocolate. But when I was getting rid of this, I went cold turkey. I didn't have chocolate. I didn't have beer. I didn't have wine. No white bread, because that is just simple carbs, and it just converts right to sugar. So, you can tell when you start, and you can tell when you start to go cold turkey. Many people they will start to get massive headaches, and it's almost like a psychological craving. That's because this parasite is so pervasive. It affects your emotions, and there are many people who have, that may be marginally bipolar, but once they get candida going, it goes off the charts. And so, so the oils are phenomenal in getting rid of it. I know personally, because I had had it for 14 years, and it was very pervasive, and I had skin issues. And once I did this twice with the GX Assist and the PB Assist, it's gone. So every time I look at that and I talk to other people, they say, does it really work? It's like, I know personally. And I wish I had taken pictures of my elbow pits, where you bend right there. That forearm would turn white over the summer. And if I was stressed, it would get white. So I'd have a huge patchy dermatitis, and they called it eczema. And the doctors would just give me some silly cream, and that wouldn't have any impact on it, because it's on the surface.
Right.
When you take the GX Assist and PB Assist, it goes into your bloodstream and kills it from the outside in. And then I took it one step further, and I would put melaleuca and lemongrass and oregano in a diluted state, and I would rub that on my arms. And I haven't had that issue now in the last 7 years when I first started doTERRA. So I personally know this works outstanding.
That's great. Well, I've known men who've suffered from eczema for decades, and it's just an insidious thing that medical science doesn't have any real answers for, does it?
Absolutely. And so what is awesome is that once you isolate and you verify it, and I've asked many people, you know, about their antibiotic use and things like that. And it's like, yeah. And then it's like, what have you done? What have the doctors told you? Like, we can just give you cream. There's nothing else we can do for it. But something as simple as oregano oil, lemongrass can negate that very quickly.
It can. Hold that thought. We have a break. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the...
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of August, visiting with Leon Green. Yes, we're talking about doTERRA essential oils. I'm building a growing stockpile of doTERRA essential oils myself, and you can also. They will be here for my daughter, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren, because there's no expiration date, is there, Leon?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, when I first joined doTERRA, we didn't have expiration dates on it. And I asked them, I said, you know, these are supplements. And at the time, they said, you know, we don't have money. And then FDA, as we grew, FDA was like, you know what, these are supplements, you have to put it on there. So they put dates on there because of the FDA demand. But the oils are, the essential oils that are singles, those have no fillers. They have, they're not mixed with, you know, different oils. So they have no... they have no official expiration date. And to show you how effective they are, when back in 1922 when Howard Carter found King Tut's tomb, they also found, along with the 10,000-ounce gold mask of his face, his visage, they found out that he had that there were 1,600 liters of multiple oils. So they had frankincense, aloes, which is sandalwood, myrrh. And so what happened is, and when they tested it, and it was still medically viable over 3,400 years later. So if you keep the oils cool, dark, and dry, they have no expiration date.
That's right. The same thing happened in the bottled water industry. I was a member of the International Bottled Water Association for a year early on, and it wasn't the FDA. It was consumer demand. Consumers were contacting the bottled water companies and demanding an expiration date on bottled water. How could there possibly be an expiration date on pure water in a clean container? Well, obviously there can't be. But because of consumer demand, they started putting expiration dates on bottled water, which is a pretty silly thing. But a lot of times being politically correct and being silly dictates what happens, doesn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. This is the same water. I went to the Sea of Galilee, and there are still some molecules in there that Jesus walked on. And the water, it was around from Noah. It's the same water we do. You know, if you know the water cycle, it goes up, it comes down, it's purified, it gets back into the system, it rains in the dirt, goes down. So this water cycle has been going on for eons, and it's the same water. It's not like, you know, it's like not like, you know, nuclear fusion and water is created. It stays in the same form, whether it's steam, ice, water, it just recirculates. And so, yes, I agree. The silliness and the PC involved, it seems silly to us, but that's because of ignorance overall. People don't understand the water, it just recycles.
That's right. Well, the essential oils have been around for eons also. The King Tut's tomb is an excellent example of our ancient ancestors knowing the value of essential oils. Essential oils are mentioned in the Holy Bible how many times, Leon?
Over 400 times.
Whoa, baby, yeah. Well, that should get your attention. Now, when I was a boy, and up until actually as a mature man, until I really learned what essential oils were and how they worked, I always thought the three wise men brought the frankincense and myrrh to help baby Jesus smell nice. I didn't know anything about it. What did I know? I'm just a homicide detective. But it wasn't until I met you, Leon, and learned all about essential oils that I learned that, oh, the wise men weren't concerned about baby Jesus smelling nice. They were concerned about his health. And so they brought and the gold also has to do with health also, which we're not selling gold here for health, but that's another aspect of this. It's not a matter of monetary value. It's a matter of health as well. That's what gold has another use for that people aren't aware of, most people most of the time. So, yes, the essential oils will help you have the fun, full, productive life that we all want. Most Americans over age 50 are taking multiple prescriptions. And we had a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, you missed out on the $1,000 off sale. It ended at midnight last night on the 14-foot and 20-foot domes. But they're still available for sale. Check them out. It's a very unique product that you can assemble with just a couple of guys, two or three women. In just a few hours with simple hand tools, a permanent shelter that's easy to put together. Also on my website, of course, you'll find the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. No, it's not the silver bullet. You're still going to have to stop eating the Doritos and Pepsi-Cola as your main dietary intake. So if you can make the dietary changes, get professional help with other health-related matters, the Energy Cleaner will help also. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, the Energy Cleaner will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it will probably help. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal. It's only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads as well. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, we're talking about doTERRA essential oils. Yes, I am a proud doTERRA dealer, and I get my shipment of doTERRA oils every month. My wife, Dr. Moore, makes the decisions about which areas we need to be filling up first and checks out the sales. And if you're just getting started with doTERRA, here's what you do. Send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@aol.com. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website. Also, get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. You might want two copies, the 8th edition, the most recent one, and the 5th edition, which has things in there you'll find helpful that they can't print anymore. It's government, I would call it government censorship. Wouldn't you, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look in there, excuse me, you see something like, I don't know, neuralgia. And so it was in the first book, in the 5th edition, and then now on the 8th and thereafter, it doesn't even list it. So we can't even, you know, put in, you know, what oils are very effective. You have to now find out, figure out, okay, that's a nerve-based issue, and so what oils work best for that? And so then you go down the list, and it's frankincense and helichrysum and several others, but you're right, it's censorship or suppression. You know, they want you to stay on their drugs because that's where the FDA's 80% of their income comes in, from licenses and the drug companies. And it's just like the banking situation. You know, you go from Goldman Sachs to go write laws for Treasury or IRS, and then you go right back in. So it's a revolving door, and it's rather incestuous.
It is. It is. Well, the starting point is to get the doTERRA website link and get the book. I pulled the book off. I keep it right in the kitchen where it's handy, both copies, the 5th edition and the 8th edition, Leon. Something comes up, I pull a copy off the book, off the shelf, look up the answer, and then work on this, on resolving the issue, whatever the issue might be. And
yes, sir. And next month they're going to come out with the 9th edition, so I just want to tell you about it.
Really? Okay. Well, I'll
yes,
probably
sir.
Be getting...
Once a year, when we roll out new oils, you'll have to change it from the 8th to the 9th.
Well, I'll certainly be getting the 9th edition when it's available. That'll be in September.
Yes, sir. It's going to be after the convention. They've already printed it. They can't disclose it because doTERRA always likes to roll out the new oils and make a big fanfare about it, and they bring
well,
out
sure.
scientists. And...
Well, that's you know, I appreciate that. That's understandable. They'd want to make a big deal about it and have a big rollout and maybe some drums and flags and bugles and, you know, that's maybe somebody parachuting with a smoke grenade attached to their ankle outside.
So they do have SEALs working with them, both for security, like when they went into Somalia, the warlords there, they were pretty much in charge of the frankincense in Somalia and Eritrea and Ethiopia. And so they were pretty much using slave labor. They would have the people go out into these frankincense fields where there are the frank cobra, and many people have been killed over the, you know, last 7,000 years. And what they do when they make frankincense is they scrape the tree. So they have tears of, it's very much like the resin that you see on regular trees. You know, when you scar the tree, you get these long tears.
Right.
Well, they,
right.
they have a technique that doTERRA, the company, has been working with these people who've been doing it for over 500 years. So it's funny when I hear new companies, these upstarts, saying, oh, yeah, we've got 10 years of experience. And I ask them, how old are your trees? 9 years old. And it's like, okay. So these trees are over 500 years old in the Middle East, and the best oils, frankincense oils, there's three main varieties. There's Boswellia acid is what the official Genesis name of the frankincense oil is. So there's Sacra, there's Cartieri, and there's Friana. And we could only get the first one, which was Cartieri from Oman, because these warlords on the Horn of Africa, they pretty much would dictate who could access it, and they would charge exorbitant rates. And then what happened was, you know, we got with the special forces and some operators who were prior military, they flew in. And what happened was they actually did the bodyguarding, and they had to meet with these people and even the warlords. And they were like, you know, you're not going to muscle us out. And so they came in with three Land Rovers, and one died. So they had to transfer all the firearms and all the armament to the next one. And they just ditched that vehicle in the middle of the desert and kept going. So when you jokingly talk about, you know, flying in with the grenades, it's like, you know, that's what they actually had to do. So now doTERRA has exclusive contracts with these people, and they bypass the warlords, and who are livid about it because they've lost, you know, a huge cash crop. And right, so frankincense right. is one of the most expensive oils in the world. And so now we paid them years in advance. We built schools in these countries and, you know, produced water wells where these kids would have to walk for 5-10 miles to get water. And so doTERRA has made a huge impact on that, in that country alone, or Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia. So now we can get all three of the oils, whereas in the past we could only get one from Oman. And so it just shows you doTERRA's dedication to getting the best in the world. And all of these, they're tested for pesticides, insecticides, everything across the board. And so that's what makes doTERRA unique. Many other companies will say, oh, yeah, we grow frankincense, and we grow it ourselves here in the middle of Utah. Well, there's a huge difference between the environmental impact on the trees in on the coast of Oman versus, you know, the Utah. And so many companies, and this specific company, one of our main competitors, they've actually been pushed out because they failed to pay these people. So they were almost as bad as the middlemen. They wouldn't pay them. So now the people who actually produce the oils are like, look, you pay us, you give us water, you build schools for our kids, we only want to work with you. So the other company who used to get the frankincense has been now blackballed by themselves because they can't even get it. So it's funny when you go to their website saying they're out. And so right. they're scrambling, and they've been doing that for 3 years now.
Well, they only got themselves to blame. The warlords were too greedy. The other competing company was too cheap, and they only got themselves to blame. Oh, seriously, you know, they only got themselves to blame. They had some, you know, that other company had some bean counter in their corporate headquarters saying, oh, we can save money if we pay these people less money, and now they're out. So,
yes, sir.
Good riddance. Good riddance. That's all I can say.
I concur.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. These oils come from all the continents except the Antarctic, don't they?
Absolutely. And so, like ylang ylang, it's a beautiful yellow flower. It comes from China. And that one, women will know the scent because when they smell white diamonds or red door, that ylang ylang is the most prominent one. What makes ylang ylang is unique is it's phenomenal as a aphrodisiac for both sexes, and it is great for cholesterol as well. And so it's one of the few oils in the whole world that actually suppresses cognitive activity. Most of the other ones, peppermint, rosemary, will increase your brain capacity and your thinking. Whereas this ylang ylang, if you just have mind chatter due to whatever reason, work, money, relationships, health, you apply this, you inhale it, touch it to your nose, make your nose a diffuser, it will start to slow down your thinking process. So that's why it's incorporated in that oil blend we have called Serenity, because it works right. so well in that right. capacity. So, yeah, right. and that's just one of them. But, yeah, we have them from all the continents.
That's something I wanted to mention. For your newbies out there, you're just getting started, you're considering getting started with doTERRA. The way to get started, and I did the same thing, is to get yourself a kit. The smallest kit, I think, has, what, 5 or 6 oils in it, Leon, doesn't it?
No, there's actually, it's not really an aroma kit, but there's, you know, one that has lemon, lavender, and peppermint. But, you know, I don't consider that a kit. That's more like a gift. But when you look, so the smallest one is the Home Essentials and Family Physician Kit.
That's the one I got, yeah.
That has 10 oils.
Yeah, 10 oils, sir. Right, that's a good start.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, then you can focus on what's most important for you later.
Exactly. So the 10 oils will get you started, and you get a bit of a discount when you buy those 10 oils as a kit, don't you?
Absolutely. See, doTERRA's a lot like, but you can't buy doTERRA in stores. In fact, Costco and Donna Karen of DKNY wanted to buy us when we were in our infancy, and the owner said, no, this is going to stay pure, and we're not going to be corrupted by the corporate marketplace. So, you know, the first 13 and a half months, they had their houses, mortgages, everything. Their whole lives were staked on doTERRA. And those three oils, lemon, lavender, and peppermint, was their saving grace, and that kept them going. And now we have over 80 oils, and we're now the world's largest essential oil company because the quality is the highest in the world. There's not even a close second. doTERRA does over 15 different tests on every liter and every batch of essential oils before it gets into the bottles and even after the bottle, after it's in the bottle. And doTERRA is the only one that I know of that has evidentiary records in which everything that's been tested, the MS, the mass spectrometry, the gas chromatograph, and all the tests are locked up in a vault, and they keep track of that because there's even been companies saying, hey, this is, you know, we've had this issue, and they find out that it was actually another company, and what happened was they were trying to make doTERRA look bad. It went all the way up to the federal court in Utah. And then that judge said, this is pathetic when you're trying to submit something that's actually your tainted stuff and putting in doTERRA's bottle. And because of our evidentiary controls, we had the exact breakdown of that oil. And each one of the bottles have a code. So we know exactly what batch, what year, what location, whether it was in lavender from France or frankincense from Oman or now from Eritrea. So we have the highest quality standards. They're actually certified pure therapeutic grade. That means you can drink ours, you can put them on your skin, and you can breathe them. If you look on the cheaper or lesser companies, and you go to a store, even organic stores, they'll say, not for internal use and do not apply topically. And I've asked the people there, and those people are not trained in oils, and I ask them, why is that? And they're like, well, I don't know. You just aren't supposed to drink it. You're not supposed to put it on your skin. And then I had the audacity to call the companies and say, hey, this says organic on it, and it also says do not take internally. And why is that? And when I call these companies who actually produce it, I've heard them hem and haw, and then their lawyer will come on later saying, for our legal protection, we don't know what's in the bottle, and therefore we just put that on as a safety mechanism. But if you just buy oils at Wally World or any other place, you pretty much, if it costs $3 for frankincense and it's a big tub, that's pretty much gasoline with a pretty smell. There is no medicinal benefits whatsoever. It must smell. It may smell great, but it's all synthetic. Whereas with doTERRA, we get the oil, the resin, and everything, the process. The people who have been doing this have been doing it over 500 years, so they don't know exactly what to do. And there are different grades of the frankincense tiers. And so when we test all these, we ensure that there are no pesticides. And so if you look out a window right now and look at the grass or a tree, if you have a garden and you have tomatoes and basil and all those, and your grass in your front has all sorts of dandelions and it's organic, things are heavenly. And then the neighbor next door has a golf course looking yard and it's all perfectly green, not one weed grows there, and they use glyphosate or Roundup on there, those toxins will fly through the air in a diffused state and land on your oregano and your basil and your tomato. And then when you have dinner later that night, you're eating all those toxins. But when you take a oil, now you concentrate it 50 to 70 times. So it's very, very concentrated. And any toxins in the air, chemicals, benzene, toluene, all the 80,000 chemicals man has come up with in America alone, those now become concentrated, and you're taking those in mass. And so that's why on the bottle of the cheap companies or the ones who don't do the testing, they will say, do not take internally and do not place on skin. And that's because they don't want to be sued because now they've concentrated glyphosate 70 times, and now you're putting it in your drink. And so that's the real reason. So doTERRA's, all of our oils, we'll talk about the ingestion and the breathing and the skin application. And there are several. A great example is wintergreen that has salicylic acid. It comes off the bark of a tree, and they've known about it for 3,000 years. The Greeks and Romans learned about it from the deer. They would eat it, and they found out it's a natural pain reliever. And so salicylic acid in high quantities, whether it's from the tree itself, if you're eating the bark, or if you're taking oil, you know, if you're drinking 5 gallons of it, yes, it can have liver toxicity because it's not good in huge amounts. But many people have said, "Well, can I drink Deep Blue?" And it's like it's not made for that. But I've drunk it before, and it's not a big deal. And so when you're only drinking two drops, not a big deal. But they have to have that childproof cap on there because of FDA requirements, because there's a naturally occurring component in it called salicylic acid. And that's the same thing that's in aspirin.
Right.
But we have to jump through their hoops.
Right, right. I need to remind people that if you are taking pharmaceutical products, which most of you are, incrementally, one at a time, you can probably substitute doTERRA essential oils for those expensive, long-term harmful pharmaceutical products, couldn't they, Leon?
Absolutely. And when many times, if you'd like to contact me, I'd love to send you the science behind it. So you can approach your medical practitioner and provide it to them so they can see it. And we can talk
later.
That's
right. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the first day of August. Yes, you also can get started living that fun, full, productive life that everybody wants, everybody deserves. Incorporate the doTERRA essential oils into your lifestyle. Send me an email. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. That's number one. Number two, get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. I would wait and get the 9th edition, which will be out in September, and then go ahead and get the 5th edition right now, if you can find it. It may be getting scarce. I don't know. And you're off to the races. You're ready to begin a new journey on health and wellness, aren't you, Leon?
And even for people who have just bought the 8th edition, you can always, you know, doTERRA has a description of the oils, the new ones that are coming out. So, you know, many people, for what, you know, I'd rather have people have, you know, 2 extra bottles of oils than have 3 different books. So, you know, it's more important that it's good to have the knowledge, and it's great if you have, you know, more than one location. And looking at those retreat shelters you have, and I'm like, you know, even yesterday I talked to a guy he's been with doTERRA for 4 years, and I said, have you separated your oil collection? So then if there was ever a fire, or he lives on the East Coast, so if there was a flood or tsunami or a hurricane, you know, he wouldn't lose his whole, you know, all of his ammo, all of his guns, and all of his oils all in one little swoop. And he said, I didn't think about that. And I said, yeah, diversify. So if you have a storage unit, or if you have relatives nearby, you know, put those things there. And if back to the EMP, if you have backups of everything you already have, then what happens is, you know, you could have all of your stuff downloaded to a, you know, like a optical drive, whether it's a CD or a Blu-ray disc. And so it would be your deeds and titles and things like that, birth certificates. But also, you know, I have also downloaded hundreds of gigabytes of videos to educate me on things, you know, butchering. I've done some light butchering, but if I have to train other people, it's easier just to say, hey, watch this video, than for me to try to do that, you know, 20 times, and right, or right. Something else. And so all these things, it's, you know, there's vast knowledge out there, and I go to the doctors right off the bat, and I try to go with the experts who have been doing it, you know, like Dave Canterbury, his videos, and I bought his videos as well. And so I have those as backup. So it's always good to find, you know, the life hacks, but it's better to have the experts teach you. And so, you know, I convey that to other people, and I ask them, I said, how much do you like music? Like, I love it. I said, imagine if there is an EMP, whether South Korea goes crazy or North Korea goes crazy or whatever, you lost all your music because you didn't back it up. And in essence, whatever music you have stashed away in your EMP is all you have for life. And so I'm going to buy a bunch of EMPs, and I'm sorry, a bunch of MP3 players, right, and stash them in, you know, an inexpensive Faraday cage, and just say, hey, how valuable are they for a barter in the future? Somebody's like, you know, I miss listening to Tchaikovsky or Eagles or whatever they like. If they want to listen to gospel. So, I mean, you think that's frivolous, but think about it. Some people love music. Other people love wine or cigarettes and coffee and booze. And so what kind of barter potential do they have? And so I thought, you know, I'm going to add this, and I'm going to even do a video saying, look, think about this in the big scheme of things. If you couldn't hear your favorite high school tunes ever again for the rest of your life, how would that impact your life? I know guitars can be really popular, but how much would it mean to you? So I'm going to do a video just to put that online and tell people, hey, you may want to think about this as a backup.
Right, right. Well, that's a good plan, Leon, and I encourage people to have backups on the backups. That's just a smart thing to do. And the essential oils can be a backup for health as well, can't it, Leon?
Absolutely, and I mean, this has changed my whole life just in the last 8 years, because I was looking for antibiotics that I could use, and I couldn't go to an FDA doctor and say, hey, I want 5 pounds of amoxicillin, 8 pounds of penicillin, doxycycline, you know, just give me 100 pounds overall. You know, that person would lose their shingle, and FDA would pretty much disbar them or disown them. And so what happens is I was like, I got to find another way. And then I stumbled across fish mox. And many people said, well, that's good too, but it's still made on the same human factory.
Right.
It's about 60% less money. Yeah. But it still has the same problems.
Right.
Yes, sir. The biggest thing is that you still have the expense and you have the side effects. That's when people dismiss. Over 100,000 people die in America from side effects alone, from properly prescribed drugs in the right dosage, but because they are chemical knockoffs of the original natural product, the body sees it as a foreign agent, and you get these side effects, liver damage. We can just go down all the lists, you know, and when you see the black box label that you hear at the very end of you know, 40% of the commercials out there now.
Right, right.
You know, nausea, death, suicide, homicidal ideation. Those things, you can buy